producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Seven.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, good morning. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday, hump day. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Chicago. Frank Sinatra called it my kind of town. President Barack Obama calls it home. Still maintains a mansion there. Chicago is one city. One city. Between January 1st and October 6th of this year, they have recorded 2,349 shootings in that period of time. That's one every 2.84 hours. They're going after last year's record, where there was one every 3.38 hours and a total victim count of 22,587. In, if not the most, one of the, it's got to be in the top five. One of the top five most regulated gun-regulated cities in, you know, at least in the United States. Concealed carry does exist there, but it's almost non-existent. You still have to have a FOID card to buy a gun or ammunition. And a then to own the gun, once you've gotten permission to buy the gun, then you have to have another permit to own it and a permit to carry it. You have to carry three cards, you know, a deck of cards in Chicago. The people are heavily regulated in Chicago, and the guns are also heavily regulated. Any long gun with a grip protruding from the stock or a firearm with a telescoping stock is prohibited and classified as an assault weapon. Magazines are limited to a 12-round capacity. Even a spring-powered pellet gun with a muzzle velocity of 700 feet per second is classified as a firearm, although it does not use gunpowder, the component that puts the fire in firearm. A stun gun, a non-lethal device with no projectile, is considered a deadly weapon and cannot be carried for self-defense. So Chicago, for all intents and purposes, is a municipality that is one big gun-free zone. But all of the state and city regulations associated with firearms in Chicago, all the prohibitions, all the laws that say don't shoot people, all the laws that say don't kill people, don't sell drugs, don't do this. None of that matters in Chicago. They failed to produce a safe city. These are the policies that President Barack Obama and the anointed one, former whatever she is, Hillary Clinton, wish to extend to the rest of the country. Their argument is if they were to extend this to the rest of the country, then there would be no cities for the guns to make it into places like Chicago and New York City and stuff like that. See, it's never the fault of the cities themselves that they have crime. That's never their fault. They say that criminals go to out-of-state places where it's easier to obtain guns, and that's often used to push gun control. It illustrates that criminals ignore gun laws as well in every state, and that onerous access to Second Amendment rights on law-abiding citizens are not going to stop any crime. Now, here's the other thing about this. Correct me if I'm wrong. You can't go out of state, as far as I know, unless there's something out there that I don't know about. You can't go out of state. You can't come from Illinois to Columbia, South Carolina. Well, not, that's a bad place to go right now. Anywhere in Georgia from Illinois and buy a bunch of handguns and run them back up there. Isn't that illegal? Don't you have to do an FFL transfer for that to happen? That's something I'm going to ask about today. Today's guest, we're going to have Tim Knight. Sean is on the road. John Maloney of Second Call Defense. So I'm going to have his foil in most crimes that they commit. And that's going to be Tim Knight, from one of the board members from the NRA. I'll ask him about that. Clinton also wants to repeal the Protection of Lawful Commerce in Arms Act. And right now, what we've got now is this who's going to do what first contest going on between Clinton and Obama. Obama, through his spokeshole, Josh Earnest, has announced the president has frequently pushed his team to consider a range of executive actions that could more effectively keep guns out of the hands of criminals and others who shouldn't have access to them. That is something that is ongoing here. How are you going to do it? I'm all ears. How are you going to keep guns out of the hands of criminals? A criminal will be the first one to tell you that they can obtain anything they want, given time. Given enough time. Now, the president's policy, which is the one that's in Chicago. I mean, that's Chicago has the wish list. They have every gun grabber's, you know, dream scenario. And Chicago has taken every action that could more effectively keep guns out of the hands of criminals and others who shouldn't have access to them. And yet, the shootings continue to rise. Now, that should be a very clear indicator of one thing. You can get out there and you can double down all you like on certain rules and regulations. A gun-free zone becomes a sinkhole, if you will, in today's waterlogged, in my waterlogged, flooded state. Sinkhole is a good thing, looking at it. In a place where they have such a heavy regime against regular people carrying a gun, that becomes a sinkhole of crime. And all the water around it, all of the criminals around this area will migrate to this area. They may commute to commit crime. In Chicago, for some reason in Chicago as well, one thing that gets really bypassed a lot, and I've said it more times, and I'll continue to say it as often as I have to, this is where the Sinaloas have set up shop. So you've got a Mexican drug cartel in Chicago doing business in Chicago. And when you've got the drug cartels from Mexico here, I mean, the drug cartels from Mexico, they, you know, you say something bad about them on Facebook, they'll find you hanging from an overpass, disemboweled. So I'm sure the Sinaloas being introduced into Chicagoland has not made it safer, so to speak. And yet, they continue to push, they continue to press, and the shootings continue to rise. Good people of Chicago, I don't know how many of you may or may not hear me. Here's what I will say to you. Stop voting for these yahoos. They're getting you killed. I know there's some parts of Chicago where you're not getting killed, and that's good, but it should be all of Chicago, shouldn't it? There shouldn't be a part of Chicago that is considered a war zone, should it? Just a question I have. We will be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
Think education has to be boring?
Think again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American-made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. I'm going to complain about something that I should not be complaining about now. It's a good thing, too. I shouldn't be complaining about this good thing. But once again, proving that he is, after all, the greatest gun salesman in history, Barack Obama has worked his magic because U.S. gun sales are soaring now since the Umpqua shooting. Not because of the Umpqua shooting, but because of Barack Obama. Larry Hyatt, owner of Hyatt Guns in North Carolina, told the Financial Times that business has picked up radically since the shooting, adding that his store is very crowded all the time. This spike in sales follows a long set of trends in the U.S., which has experienced rocketing sales after many major mass shootings. That's not actually factual. It's triggered by what the politicians say after the picked, gerrymandered, this is one we like, mass shooting. Okay? that's what they do. There have been spikes in gun sales in the wake of the 2012 Aurora shooting, the Tucson gun massacre, the Virginia Tech shooting. Gun sales this year could exceed record sales that were reached in 2013 after the December 2012 Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting. In the first 9 months of this year, there's been 15.6 million background checks to buy guns from federally licensed sellers, compared to 15.5 million in the same period in 2013, according to the NICS. That's good that America gets out and buys guns, but it shouldn't only be when the president gets out there and threatens us. And here's the thing that always, I don't have hair, so I can't pull it out. But if I had hair, I'd get handfuls of it. There's enough gun owners in the United States today to send a very clear, distinctive message to Washington, D.C. that would resonate for decades simply by voting. Simply by voting. There are those out there that will tell me, Bill, it's all fixed. We don't have any turnout. It's easier to fix something. Well, I'll give you an example. This kind of groundswell that we would see if the gun owners got active would be a little bit like the flooding that has been hitting my state. A little bit of rain, any state can take it. 21 inches of rain, no. After a moment, you just have to sit back and just let things happen, because you have no control over them. If we were to see a 70% turnout in the polls, just 70%, which it should be, we should be demanding 100%. But let's say we had 100%. There's no way for them to win that one. There's just simply no way. There's a couple of other things that might get in the way, like the Electoral College. Yes, I'll grant you that. But once and for all, wouldn't it be nice to vanquish these liberals and get them to understand completely that what they want, they never get? And let's move on and go after an issue that is really pressing, which we have plenty of. I was listening today to the, over the weekend, I was listening to they were talking about the disaster relief the federal funding was going to give to South Carolina, and I was thinking, fire up the printer press. Because the United States doesn't have the money to pay South Carolina for this disaster we're going through right now. They don't have the money to pay for that, and yet they will pay for it. They will send dollars for it. And the liberals, despite the fact that they've been crushed over and over again, and the Republicans, who should be rising and saying, well, I guess we showed you boys, they don't like anti-freedom, anti-liberty. We're freedom. We're liberty. Instead of doing that, they're just out there saying, let's play nice. The liberals and the anti-gun Democrats view incidents like Sandy Hook and Umpqua and Charleston Church and the D.C. Naval Yard as moments when they can try to press for gun control. Some of them, like the D.C. Naval Yard, never goes anywhere because first we got a black assailant with a pump shotgun. It wasn't really a gun. It was actually a gun-free zone. There was all, you know, there was so much misinformation being printed in their zeal to get out there and get, you know, in the race to be the first. They printed so many inaccuracies, they had to just shut up over that one. But what's happening now is that every time the president gets out here and says something, Americans, I don't know if they listen to the part where I say it is logistically impossible to take up all the guns or what. They just add to the pile, which is fine. I myself would absolutely love to see us vanquish them once and for all on this one topic, to get them to the understanding to where no matter what you try, no matter what you say, no matter what you do, it's not going to happen. And here's the penalty if you really push it. If they were to come to this understanding that we are entirely serious about what we're talking about, that there will be bloodshed should they attempt to really push this to the zenith, I want to move on. Everybody talks about how evolved we're supposed to be as a people. Let's be evolved and understand that man's natural inclination is to be free. Not to be fenced, not to be regulated. Certainly some rules are necessary. Certainly not the kind of rules we're talking about here. You do not take a gazelle on the plains of Africa and saw off its horns to help it defend itself against a lion. You don't do that. So, everybody knows about the democide that has happened out there, the 262 million people on this planet that are no longer with us, killed by their own government because they got the gun control. We're not going to surrender the right of rebellion. That's just the way it works out, liberals, and that's the way I look at it, the right to rebel. Well, I'll rebel first, and then I'll enforce that rebellion later. That's how it's going to go. We will be right back. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently five-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than four standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free one-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Interesting little predicament. Primarily because whenever we see the fact that there's some press getting out about it is interesting. Two female survivors in the family of one of the victims of the Umpqua Community College attack have come out stridently against gun control in the wake of this attack. Cheyenne Fitzgerald, 16, was shot in the back, badly wounded during the Oregon shootings, and neither she nor her family want to lose their liberties in a knee-jerk, we must do something rush for something to do. She is still in critical condition in the hospital following an operation to remove one of her kidneys, but her brother, Jesse, speaking exclusively to DailyMail.com outside the Mercy Medical Center in Roseburg, says she is beginning to improve. And he and his family have discussed the issue of gun ownership, and all of them, including Cheyenne, remain opposed to controls. Jesse said, we're pro-Second Amendment, pro-guns. My sister, my mother, my whole family are all in favor. We were talking about it in the hospital, and none of us have changed our minds. The family of Quinn Cooper, who was killed in the attack, is also stridently against using the incident to infringe upon our rights. They released a statement on Friday, and they said that their lives were shattered beyond repair, but said that Quinn's death should not be used as a means of advancing arguments in favor of gun control. They said, "We're hearing so many people talk about gun control and taking people's guns away. If the public didn't have guns, it wouldn't help, since sick people like this will always be able to get their hands on a gun. We need to be able to protect ourselves as a community and as a nation. Please don't let this horrible act of insanity become about who should or shouldn't have a gun. Please remember the victims and their families. Please remember Quinn." Interesting dynamic here. Because this reminds me of Charleston, South Carolina, after the shooting there, where people were like, "Don't turn this into a political talking point." Then there's Shelby Wombolt, who survived the attack, which killed friends and fellow students, who also disagrees with calls for more gun control. She said calls by President Obama for tighter regulations on gun ownership were misguided. She said, "I know Obama got on the air and talked about gun control, and I really don't believe gun control is the problem. What I'm hearing is that he did have mental illness and some issues, but our town doesn't have a lot of avenues for people who have mental illness." That's a degree of maturity. I like it a lot. Here's an example for you, if you will, of absolute arrogance. And maybe we shouldn't call this absolute arrogance. Maybe we should say this is what the Republicans should be doing. Because the Republicans, whenever they lose power, they sort of shrink up against the wall. There's some of them that will bluster up and everything, but they're not nearly as bold as liberals are. Liberals are absolutely bold. They'll get out there and have their heads handed to them on a plate, and they'll take the plate and polish it. Because we hear that Harry Reid is gearing up for a massive gun control push. And this is all in response to the Umpqua Community College shooting, once again. Not to what's going on in Chicago. Now, it is absolutely horrific what happened in Umpqua. How does that stand out to 2,400 shootings in a gun-free zone, though? I mean, shouldn't we be doing something about that? Senate Minority Leader, "I just got beat up by a weight machine," Harry Reid, got out there and announced this past Monday that he's reaching out to Democratic senators on moving background check legislation. "If we don't take action, we are equally responsible for innocent deaths as the sick individuals who plot and carry out these horrific measures. One thing is clear, to pass background checks, we need Republicans to stop acting as puppets of the NRA. Hate to tell you this, Harry, you had the Senate, 2 years ago, and you couldn't move it then. And you had some bipartisan support, and you still couldn't move it then. You got fewer votes for that than you did for national reciprocity then." Senate Republicans are shrugging off the push from Democrats as political and not addressing the root cause of the country's gun problems. Senate Majority Whip John Cornyn, who was the actual sponsor of the national reciprocity bill, said, "We'll see whether the people who have no solution, who just want to keep talking about guns, are willing to meet us halfway." Why? Why should we meet them anyway, in any way, shape, or form? That's my question. Now, while he is absolutely right, they don't have a solution besides certain things that will correct nothing. They will correct nothing. The reason you should pass a law, and let's take most of these laws for what they are. They're penalties for when you break them. They pass a law so there's a penalty when you break that law, right? And if you get out there and you do one action, they can charge you with 27 different crimes. Well, there's 27 different penalties that you can get out of it. So that's why we do it. Getting out there and being declared the puppets of the NRA is the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life. The NRA, which is the 800-pound gorilla, the biggest, the oldest, the one that has done the most, is only 5 million people. That's a lot of people. That's more people than live in my state. In a nation of 320 million, it ain't that much. when you got 130 million gun owners, it ain't that much. Yes, I'm using ain't on purpose. Cornyn says, if somebody's got a better idea, great, but if they're just going to rail about guns and violence without offering solutions, that's not good enough. No kidding, but what you need to do is not get out there and slam them. Don't get out there and say, why, you know, why do we need to meet them halfway? Or we can't meet them. Well, we, you know, don't meet them at all. You don't have to meet them at all. We vanquished them for you. You guys are in charge. We put you in charge. Be in charge. You know, the GOP, without the GOP in the Senate, there would be no Elena Kagan in the... there would be no Elena Kagan in the Supreme Court. There would be no Sonia Sotomayor. There would be no Attorney General Lynch without members of the GOP. So getting out there, I mean, and Reid knows who his friends are in the GOP. He knows who they are. And this is him just making words. He took aim at the NRA, claiming that the times have changed for the once moderate sportsman's organization. Second Amendment, I don't know where the NRA comes down on this. Second Amendment is our right to armed rebellion, Mr. Reid. It is truly, I mean, I'm glad you're retiring because you've lost all perspective. He said that now the NRA and its leadership are committed to a radical agenda that allows criminals and mentally ill Americans to access guns to commit these terrible acts. Is this what the American people elected us to do? I think not. No, actually, Harry, you were not elected to do that. But a lot of your friends were unelected to keep you from doing what you're proposing. And the NRA does not get out there and say, let's give this to that and the other. They don't do that. He knows it. We know it. Everybody knows it. Shut up. Can't stand a rambling old man. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to endofbubble.com. Again, that's endofbubble.com.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah. When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say-Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to sayahnow.com. Sayahnow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. In the chat room, I think I talked about this before, the smartphone app Stop Attack. They've been talking about Stop Attack in the chat room, how that's all we really need. And I just was this little devious thing. I want to shoot a video about the attributes of Stop Attack. I think I may have to enlist my pals in Colombia, Heath and Tony O, to see if they would do me the honor of doing a video about Stop Attack. Just for the giggles, I like having fun. I do. I have decided to take President Barack Obama up on his invitation to politicize gun deaths. I hope that no one out there is surprised that he took this opportunity to attack guns and the gun industry and me and you for owning them. That's what a community organizing career politician does. And for a liberal like him, virtually everything is political or must be made so. Because a political problem requires a political solution, it requires Big Brother come in and take control. When something is politicized, those in power feel empowered, and they get to grow government. They get to do what they do best, which is give speeches, call for legislation, and attempt to stir up the electorate in their favor, unless you're an iOS software engineer, when you can develop Stop Attack. Prior to the murderous rampage that happened at Umpqua, this must have been the thing to do. We've seen the way they try to coordinate things with the journalist and the pamphlets they pass out amongst themselves and everything. This must have been deemed after the next big shooting, we should call this the time to politicize. Because prior to Obama's speech, where he declared that this is something we must politicize, the largest newspaper in Georgia, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution liberal columnist Jay Bookman posted an online piece titled, "Hey, Another Mass Shooting at College? Hell yes, we should politicize it." They do this because it works. It works for them to a certain degree. They're not looking. They know they're not going to change everything overnight. They have given in to the thought process of the incremental, let's get what we can whenever we can change. Which is why when people like John Cornyn get out there and say, we can't meet them halfway on anything, that infuriates me, because why are we giving anything else up? In spite of being on the wrong side of virtually every moral issue of our time, Democrats continue to win many elections. Because they're shrewd politically, they have a high skill set on that. It's not that they're better at politics than conservatives, it's that the deck is stacked in their favor. Under liberalism, the moral demands are few, and politics is much easier for the liberal. Okay, they don't have to get out there and say, well, of course, we need to tell the truth. No, they can say, we can tell them what they want to hear. Because they operate in the realm of fantasy, it's much easier to not only ignore the truth, but to manufacture a crisis, and then to perpetuate a false injustice. And then with those manufactured crises and false injustices, they can ride in and say, don't worry, I'm here to help. They can paint themselves as the savior. This is why never let a good crisis go to waste is a mantra. Far too many Americans today are too willing to cast their votes for those who promise to protect them from the climate, from the corporations, from the Christians, from the guns, and from the consequences of their own stupid bad decisions. Now, speaking of fantasy and guns, in an attempt to defame the NRA and Republicans, I saw this, where it said, last year the gun makers at the NRA spent $27 million to get Republicans elected. That's the price for Republican silence on the 33,636 Americans killed by guns that year. Coming from the Occupy Democrats. They neglect to mention that two-thirds of that was suicide. Several hundred was the result of legal intervention. You can find these numbers even on Wikipedia, people. The high ratio of gun death by suicide has been the case for years. And nonetheless, they get out there and they constantly hammer on that 30,000 plus, 30,000 plus, 30,000 plus. Murder, because of guns, went down 14% this past year, 2014. Congratulations, America. You are getting better. When you do the numbers, you can't see the poster, but the poster has hands with blood on them. That's the blood on the hands of the, supposedly of the gun people. But when you have contributed to the death of nearly 60 million Americans since 1973, none are more red stained than the modern liberal today. Given their rabid support for slaughtering the unborn, when it comes to any form of violence, or for that matter, any moral issue whatsoever, no voter should trust any solution presented by a liberal. You've noticed that there's not a whole bunch of liberals going, I can't believe that's what they said, when they see somebody's Planned Parenthood videos. What they don't like is the fight they're in, because they have to, they got to keep funding Planned Parenthood. And if they don't take the $500 billion that they get from the federal government and use that to actually do abortions, that frees up $500 million in their coffers for them to go do abortions. They're not out there doing chiropractic work on a woman. They're not out there resetting her ankle or giving her mammograms. They're pulling babies out of them. They're sucking them out with a vacuum cleaner. Whether the Gosnell trial or the Planned Parenthood videos, the truth about the abortion industry has been known for decades. Mother Teresa warned us years ago, we must not be surprised when we hear of murders, of killings, of wars, of hatred. If a mother can kill her own child, what is left but for us to kill each other? She is a Nobel Peace Prize winner. And she declared, when she accepted it, that abortion is the greatest destroyer of peace today, because if a mother can kill her own child, what is left for me to kill you and you kill me? There's nothing in between. In other words, culture, if we become so comfortable with killing in the womb, we should not be surprised at the killings in the classroom. And that is haunting to consider because of how much truth we have with it. In addition to making what should be one of the safest places for a human being into a killing zone, once outside the womb, the most dangerous places in America are run by liberals. According to FBI data, the 10 most dangerous cities in America with populations above 200,000 are all managed top to bottom by Democrats. They are Detroit, Oakland, Memphis, St. Louis, Cleveland, Baltimore, Milwaukee, Birmingham, Newark, and Kansas City. These cities are extremely impoverished. They're liberal havens, and they have some of the strictest gun laws in the country. And as Umpqua Community College again tragically demonstrated, strict gun laws such as gun-free zones only work when people are willing to obey the laws. And these dangerous cities have been dominated by the liberals for decades, and they will continue to be dominated by the liberals. In these areas, the saddest part about this is that in these areas of the United States, black America has been somehow convinced to abort themselves to extinction. What we have done, what the American liberal has done, let me rephrase that, what the American liberal has done to black America is shameful. Coming up next, from the NRA and all kinds of other things, is Tim Knight. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at georgiaoptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com.
Come and take it.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.